tomorrow is the first anniversary of a major cyber attack on the health service, which caused months of disruption and could end up costing €100 million. 12 months on, the health service executive has said it's especially difficult to recruit cybersecurity staff right now, given the competition for talent. After the attack, the HSE was told to boost its frail, understaffed cyber defences, but 1 year on, how much has changed, and could a similar attack happen again? Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, has this report.
Just as we came on air, the Rotunda Maternity Hospital issued a statement.
On the morning of May 14th, 2021, news first started to break on this programme about IT problems being experienced by hospitals.
Staff at the hospital are working to resolve the issue.
We had to shut down all of our computer systems.
It soon became clear that it wasn't just individual hospitals having problems. The entire HSE had been the victim of a major cyber attack.
Been the subject of a very significant major ransomware attack.
This occurred with something as simple as a phishing email.
Stuart Davis is director of incident response services at cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike.
This particular incident would have been regarded internationally as one of the most high-profile incidents against a national institute, mainly because of the impact it caused against our outpatient operations, radiology, and unfortunately at the time, our COVID vaccination program.
1 year on, have the lessons been learned? Could we see an attack like this again?
Unfortunately, institutes in Ireland will always be susceptible to ransomware attacks. What we have learned is that we need a good crisis management framework in place in all of our government entities.
I'm not confident at all that the government have really analysed how we're going to prevent these types of attacks in the future.
N2 leader Padder Tobin says that 1 year on from the HSE cyber attack, many questions still remain unanswered.
We have had no investigation of what has happened, no proper investigation. And indeed, we in N2 are calling for a judge-led investigation into what happened. The most vulnerable were the most exposed in this scenario. We had the whole of the IT systems within the health service shut down in the middle of COVID. It was an absolute disaster. And there's no doubt that the human cost hasn't been picked up on, hasn't been fully analysed on as of yet. We don't know the amount of patients who were refused or withheld serious treatment at their time of need. We need to know how many people suffered loss of life, how many people suffered incapacity or disability as a result of what happened. Those questions need to be answered.
An independent review of last year's attack found that the HSE was operating on a frail IT system and did not have proper cyber expertise or resources. The HSE says it has taken a series of steps to improve its online defences, but in a statement said that recruiting the best cybersecurity talent is an especially difficult task in a tight labour market where demand outstrips supply.
The HSE, as well as all government agencies, are finding it extremely difficult to hire cybersecurity professionals.
Dr. Owen Byrne is cluster manager with Cyber Ireland, which represents the cybersecurity sector. The group is releasing a new report today showing the potential to make Ireland a cybersecurity hub, generating thousands of jobs, but also revealing the serious talent shortages that exist right now.
And what we see in our report is that, you know, 83% of businesses are actually going to grow their cybersecurity teams over the next 12 months. But 60% of them have staff-related issues, you know, around the lack of candidates, the technical skills that are there, increasing salaries.
When it comes to the HSE, it's a case of public sector wages having to compete with the generous packages on offer from the tech giants that are based here.
That's something that we need to address collaboratively with industry and academia and government to make sure that we have a pipeline of cybersecurity talent and we're not depending on attracting in and importing talent from abroad, that we have our own pipeline.
A lot has happened in the year since the HSE cyber attack, not least the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, which has led to a big increase in online warfare around the world. Experts are warning that when it comes to the next major cyber attack here in Ireland, it's a case of when rather than if.
That's our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.